Tommy Wright, Chief of Police, Trenton, Missouri.
All right, Chief Wright. I see that you guys have a youth mental health first aid training coming up. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we'll have the youth mental health first aid training, which is being brought to us by Preferred Family Health Care, and it's part of the Department of Mental Health training initiatives here in Missouri. It's going to be held on November 6th and then repeated again on December 4th. We're pretty excited about having this class. Last year we brought in mental health first aid training that was for adults. This class is going to be for those that deal with the youth of their respective communities. It's basically a class that helps us as the police, and all my officers will go to this class. We will do some kind of mental health training at least on an annual basis, because we want to make sure that we're serving all of the community that we serve, and we want to do that well. This class lets the people that work with youth, including the police, helps us recognize mental health crisis, helps us to understand how to deal with it effectively, gives us the opportunity to maybe help link some people that are in mental health crisis with service providers. You know, we want to make sure that we're getting those people to the service providers that they need.
Very good. Now, when you say youth, what age range are we talking about?
You know, it's going to be from early teens to young adults, 18, 19 years old.
All right. And you say that this is going to help teach you guys how to be able to tell when a child, adolescent is going through this and all the different signs of it. What are some of the training techniques that you guys will be going through?
Well, that's to be seen. I'm not aware of the entire curriculum, but it's going to present, if it's anything like the normal mental health first aid, it'll present some opportunities for officers to learn and attendees to learn, to recognize those signs and symptoms. It'll use, they'll probably have some videos and things like that. But it'll also, it'll present the opportunity for us to learn that mental health issues are just as severe and serious as normal physical handicaps. I think that's one of the greatest things that many of the attendees from last year's class learned, in that they learned that somebody with bipolar or schizophrenia can be as disabled as somebody who's maybe in a wheelchair. These mental health issues affect us every day, and a lot of times some of the problems that we are seeing as police officers may be deeply rooted in mental health issues and not just necessarily bad social behavior.
Now, if you can, for the listeners, give them a quick, this is how we will use it in our everyday line of work.
Well, we will use this training to help us hopefully be able to prevent, a bad incident from happening. Many times we get called to the scene of something and we have to take action. But if we understand maybe the root of the issue going on, it may prevent use of the force. It may help us to link those people with providers rather than just putting them in our jail. Missouri's jails and all across the country, because of a decline in funding that goes towards mental illness, our jails in this country are filled with people with mental illness. So we want to try to get away from that as much as we can. Obviously, poor behavior is going to end up with criminal charges, but we want to try to cut that off at the pass. You know, we want to prevent that and get people to the service providers they need.
Okay, Chief Wright, is there anything else that you'd like to tell folks about this training class?
No, it's open to the public. Anybody that deals with youth in their community or our community, it could be teachers, could be school counselors, it could be members of the faith-based programs here or abroad, police officers, nurses, nursing students, criminal justice students. If you deal with or are going to deal with anybody in the youth population, we'd certainly welcome you. It's limited to 35 participants per class session, and if you need more information, you can feel free to get a hold of me by emailing me at twright@trentonmo.com or calling me at the office at 660-359-5557.
Okay, and real quick, Chief Wright, if a parent seems to have concerns about their child, is this a class that they should look into, or should they?
Sure. Okay. Sure, parents are more than welcome. You don't just necessarily have to deal with our youth in the community. If you as a parent would like to come everybody impacts the youth in our community. It's a big group that has the opportunity to help our youth. So anybody that wants to come is more than welcome to do so, including parents.
Okay. And where can they get one of the forms to fill out to get themselves a spot?
Again, they can contact me either by email or by calling me, and I'll be more than happy to get them. I will make those available at the front desk of the Law Enforcement Center located at 610 Main Street in Trenton.